Good day, everyone. From me, Andre Filjoen, bringing you a preview of some of the news we are publishing in Gateway News this week. Bikers and their families and friends are regularly getting saved at funerals in Kabega, formerly Port Elizabeth. This week, I had the privilege of chatting with a man who has a passion for motorbikes and an even greater passion for souls. Ziggy Duwe, who leads the Bikers Church in Kabega, says when he hears of a motorcyclist dying in the region, he expects a call requesting him to conduct the funeral. This, he says, is thanks to 18 years of building relationships of trust with both Christian and secular bikers at numerous biker events. Years ago, God inspired him to make salvation altar calls at every funeral, and 2.5 years ago, he started implementing a system to keep track of how many people responded. More than 800 people have come to Jesus at funerals he has led in that time, he said. When the former seafarer and Salvation Army minister heard a call from the Lord to lead a new bikers church in PE, his wife Jenny, whose first husband died in a motorcycle accident, said she had heard nothing from God. 1.5 years later, she told him, the Lord had confirmed the call to her. She also bought him his first bike in 15 years. While Jenny still prefers to keep off motorbikes, she ministers actively in the Bikers Church, especially to non-biking spouses. The church meets on Sunday evenings because Sunday morning is for riding, said Ziggy. One of the things we also do early in the year is to have a blessing service, and we pray over the bikers. When I first started with bikers, we had 80% deaths on motorbikes and 20% by natural causes. It's flipped over now, and most of the time the guys that have died on a bike were not at the blessing service, he said. In other news, a coalition of religious, spiritual, cultural, educational, and traditional associations released a joint press statement on Monday expressing misgivings about the Department of Education and Training's rollout of its so-called Early Childhood Education Toolkit in South Africa. The coalition says a statement released by the department on the 8th of April does nothing to allay the concerns of parents and the faith communities of South Africa regarding the training program for pre-primary and primary school teachers. The DBE statement denied that the toolkit pushes transgender ideology and said it forms an integral part of its strategy to combat gender-based violence and femicide. A simple fact check of the toolkit confirms it is promoting transgender ideology, says the coalition statement. The coalition says its principal concern is that parents were not meaningfully consulted, much less aware of the toolkit's existence, before the rollout and implementation. By failing to consult, parental rights have been overridden and marginalized, it says. Reverend Moss Hintler, the General Secretary of the Evangelical Alliance of South Africa and a member of the coalition, says the ECE Toolkit's goal is to teach little children views and values that they are not able to properly process and that in many cases will be contrary to those of their parents. He says the toolkit will confuse children and potentially cause division in families. How can this possibly be in the best interests of the child or the family, which is the bedrock of our society, he says. Jan Pretorius, spokesperson for the South African Community of Faith-Based Fraternals and Federations, says the coalition is deeply concerned about this plague of gender-based violence that is afflicting our society. However, there is no scientific or factual basis to suggest that teaching little children transgender ideology will positively address or resolve the problem of GBVF. Concerningly, this ideology blurs the lines and undermines the standing of women, who are the primary victims of gender discrimination and GBVF. To date, more than 22,500 South African citizens have had a say on the toolkit on the Dear South Africa web platform. You are urged to visit the Dear South Africa website to express your views on this matter. More information about the toolkit is available on the website. You can read these stories as well as other God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za on Facebook at Gateway News Page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.